Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
That's why. You guys want to spit some hot fire this morning?
We sure do.
I know you do. We're only 7 days into the new year and people are pissed.
They're rattled. They're fired up. They're ready to go.
All right, guys. We love when you're a part of the show. 585-252-9800. You can text or call us if you need to clear
the air.
Derek is here. Let's go to our friend Derek. Bag salad is a scam. It's brown by the time you open it, and it's overpriced. There, I said it.
Well, you put it in your, produce drawer, and you forget about it, and you come back for 2 days later, and
two days.
That's what happens.
A week longer. I can't tell you how guilty I feel. I've thrown away so many bag salads that I've purchased over the years.
Yeah.
So many.
Good stuff.
And I'm like, okay, time to eat it. No, expired a month ago.
Sorry.
You got to be
so
careful.
You can get
really sick with those salad kits.
Let's go
over to
can.
Joe. So I'm Moose and Breezy. Someone explain to me how people are allowed to wear jeans to the gym. It should not be allowed. There, I said it. 100% agree.
No. Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. If you're on the Stairmaster in jeans, you're gonna split your pants.
I've seen it.
There's the end of that.
Have you? I mean, if it's happening anywhere, it's Planet Fitness.
Yeah, I don't typically fancy those spots, but I do know that it happens.
Sure.
If you leave the volume on an odd number, you are a psychopath. There, I said it. That's from Larry.
Oh, that is a Larry thing to say. Sure. That is something that would bother a Larry.
Turn it up to 17. Specifically. You know what I mean?
That's just OCD. That's somebody who has serious OCD.
So who's the psychopath? You, Larry, or the person who just flippantly goes through life not worrying about odd or even numbers?
Or the guy who runs home early so he can clean and dust off his baseboards.
So that's just you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mine for today is if your password is 1234, you absolutely deserve to get hacked. There, I said it.
Oh,
hands down. That's the best you can come up with? You know what I mean? iPhone passwords or just passwords alone are 123456. Come on. Come on. Let's go over to Alan. Moose and Breezy, what's up, you guys? Hey, I'm driving to work right now. My wife, Julie, listens to the show every morning. Hey, can you do me a big favor and tell her it's time to take down the Christmas tree? Thanks, guys. There, I said it.
Oh.
Hey, Julie.
Why is this always happening?
Alan, in not so many words, said Christmas ended 2 weeks ago and it's time to take down the tree. So if you're home, get to it.
Hurry up. Puddle to the metal. There's so many coming in that are not safe for the radio. Maybe we'll save them for the live show. Yeah, no, can't say that one. This person says, not enough people wear hats. There, I said it. It's a great accessory to your fit, and if you're not wearing it, you're doing yourself a disservice.
I've been wearing too many hats.
Oh.
I got a beautiful full head of hair, and sometimes I like to show it off.
Okay.
I mean, do you agree?
No. Now you're fishing for compliments.
I know. It's so sad. I'm so sorry. Somebody, no name here. They said women who tattoo their breast are gross. There, I said it. Oh man, shots fired. Well, hold on.
The little sun around the. You know what?
It depends on the nature of the tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's a tat of Daffy Duck, yeah, that's trashy. I personally like when a woman has a tattoo of a rose on her breast, because when she gets older, it slowly starts to turn into a long stem rose.
Yeah. Well, we're all making choices. You know what I mean?
Sure. Life is based off of choices and decisions.
He's like, that's why I only dated 60-year-olds specifically for 3 years straight. I had to check out their roses.
They needed help with their catheters. Let's go over to Sarah. I agree. Stop wearing denim to the gym to work out. There I said
Guys, this isn't like a super hot take. Like, people just like don't own basketball shorts. You know what I mean? So this person says, I love to clean a baseboard mousse. If you want to go on a date, you know what we'll be doing.
Cleaning baseboards?
Okay.
That's it?
You guys on all fours. Reenacting the human centipede. Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Oh, you know, we're going to need a third person for that, to be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe it can be Tina.
I'm not the tail. That movie is so wild.
Yeah, but like, it's one of your favorites.
It is, but like, come on, think about it. It's.
Oh, I've thought about it.
Who thought?
More than enough.
It's one of the first Moosterpiece theaters we performed on the show.
No, fully.
And you bring up a good question. What producer thought, hey, you know what's a good idea for a movie? Why don't we get a couple of people to sew their mouth to someone else's ass?
And why aren't they in jail? You know what I mean? Okay. There's a lot of psychologists and psychiatrists that need to seek that.
Better help.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I work at a restaurant for maybe 12 years now, and the people who always leave without pushing in their chairs are some of the most horrible people I've ever met. There, I said it.
Yeah, my fiance weighing in. She's like, it is the most rude, disrespectful thing you could ever do.
It is. I'm pushing like, your chair.
Okay. Sorry.
Let's go over to Slick Rick. Hey, what's up, guys? Let's normalize not answering FaceTime calls in 2026 without someone giving you a heads up first. There, I said it.
Yeah. And we'll leave it with this one. My wife and I have a puzzle piece with a heart on our boobs. So when we hug, we complete each other.
Come on.
There, I said it. It's for the grumpy people.
Yeah.
Okay. Not you doing jigsaws on a daily basis.
Oh, that sounds hot.